sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a calm spring day, more than 100 stellar sea lions are hauled out on the rocks of Benjamin Island, north of Juneau. One young sea lion has a black band tight around its neck, and it doesn't look good. It's a fan belt, and it's tight and cutting into the animal's neck. Loops in the ocean are dangerous to marine mammals. Loops like this fan belt, and especially those hard plastic packing bands that secure bait boxes, those big heavy-duty rubber bands that are used with crab pots and loops of rope. Pups and juvenile sea lions toss them around and swim with them, and the loops get caught around their necks. As the animals grow, the band cuts more and more deeply into their neck and eventually can kill them. Since the 1990s, more than 900 stellar sea lions in the waters of Southeast Alaska have been documented with entanglements. In other parts of the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans, loops in the water also kills harbor seals, monk seals, Cape fur seals, and gray seals. Marine mammal biologists and concerned citizens, including Alaska students in the Ocean Guardian program at schools in Juneau and Anchorage, are working to keep loops out of the ocean. They're cleaning up beaches and promoting the Lose the Loop message. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.